Yes, indeed. We are talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I am your host, Jerow. Alongside me, as always, my partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isimaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
And of course, we have everyone's favorite degenerate coming off a tough weekend. Always chasing.
Yep.
Maybe you'll be catching.
We'll see.
That's right. Rudy Vasquez, everybody.
What's good?
What is good? Good to be back. Again, thank you, all of you, for listening. We appreciate y'all from the bottom of our hearts. I was talking to someone this week, and Derek, I thought in particular you might find this funny. And she was asking me what show I did at KZFR. And I was like, oh, I do Talking About Practice. And she's like, is that the sports show? I was like, yeah. And she's like, oh, nice. You guys are funny. She's like, I honestly thought it was a bunch of high school kids.
nice. I mean, we pretty much are mentally.
Yeah, maturity-wise, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, high school kids, that hurts a little bit. No, it hurts a lot. My ego is definitely is very fragile. I like a high school kid, so I guess I'm just leaving up to what she's thinking of me. So, weak mentality, low self-esteem, sounds like high school to me. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So she was right.
I mean, if she thinks we're high school kids, then my goodness, high school kids are crazy these days.
Right?
Yeah, that's right. We do talk about being hungover on the show quite a bit.
Yeah. I mean, I guess kids do drink in high school. That's like... It's kind of when you start your venturing down that path. If you do,
yeah.
Sometimes people go later. No doubt, you don't know. But she must think very low of high school, or at least of our high school life.
Either way, I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, well, or she likes us because we're doing a radio show and we're in high school, which I think would be really cool.
Mad props,
right? Like if I was in high school and I had a radio show, like I would be like probably the biggest dude on campus.
100%.
I mean, not literally at all, but
if I had access to KZFR in high school, oh my god. I had such an
game
ego.
Over.
I already Dick Cheney over here right now. That's
no doubt. Day, you know? Big Dick Cheney energy all day. Oh man. All right. Well, it is Monday following Championship Sunday. So let's talk hockey.
I'm going to say Championship Sunday, best Sunday football can ever offer you.
Yeah.
Better than the Super Bowl. Super Bowl is a way overrated day. It takes way too long to get to the game. And then it's just not a very good game usually. And then you're usually worrying with a lot of drunk people because it starts at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And you mean to tell me you want people to survive that long throughout the day? No. Super Bowl needs to start by 12 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 3 o'clock Eastern Time, because I feel bad for those people on the East Coast. You are dying. That thing's starting at 9 o'clock for you.
Yeah.
Like, not really, but it's like pretty much 9 o'clock
well,
for
7,
you.
7, but...
7. That's pretty much 9 o'clock. All right?
Yeah.
It's not, but it's still.
I mean, it's 2 hours earlier. But.
Either way, your game's starting at 7 o'clock. I'm just saying. Super Bowl, start earlier. I don't need this wait until 3 o'clock BS when I'm used to my Sunday football being starting at 10 a.m.
Let me tell you.
You can't deprive me for 5 hours when I'm used to it being at 10 a.m., you know?
Well, the way we structure the Super Bowl in general is not the greatest. I mean, obviously, they get the ratings and everything like that. But first of all, Super Bowl Sunday should, that following Monday should be a holiday, okay? Because half your workforce is going to work with a hangover. I mean,
I believe there are many, there's a couple holidays out there that we are willing to give up for.
Yeah, I agree.
To have that day off, I feel.
I mean, would you give Labor Day back?
No. Labor Day, I want that one. I'd give up Columbus Day for it.
Columbus Day.
We don't get Columbus Day anymore.
Yeah, you still do. I mean, it's called Indigenous Peoples Day, but you still get it. It's still a bank. Banks are still closed on that day.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Every government.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then I was wrong.
Yeah. I mean.
I would give that one up, yeah. I would give up President's Day. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Same month anyway, right?
No, they're not.
President's Day is in February.
Yes, it is.
So is the Super Bowl.
You're right. I thought you were talking about Veterans Day. I apologize. I was like, not Veterans Day. What day were we just? Columbus Day. I thought you were talking about Columbus Day. Like, Columbus Day is in October, my dude.
Yeah, okay. No. But we're all on the same page.
We're on the same
page. Should we talk football now? Actual football? But to your point, Championship Sunday, better Sunday.
Best Sunday.
I love that football's just bang, bang, right?
Right back to back, yeah.
There's no real long wait. There's like 20 minutes in between the games, maybe.
I mean, you could argue that, I mean, wild card weekend's the best Sunday because you have three games.
But no, like, the stakes.
They were stakes not good. They were crap games, too. Championship Sunday,
yeah,
primo day.
And, you know, there's so much at stake in the – in Championship Sunday for obvious reasons because you decide who goes to the Super Bowl. But Steph brought up an interesting point last night. She goes, I think I'd rather lose earlier than the play in the playoffs and then make it to the championship and then not go to the Super Bowl.
I mean, do you think it's worse to lose in the championship or the Super Bowl?
Championship, because at least like...
The Super Bowl, you actually get to go and experience the
whole thing. Yeah, and so when people start bringing up like, oh, my team hasn't been there, or my team, you know, whatever... At least as a Niners fan, I could be like, okay, twice in the last decade we went. We went last year. We didn't win, and obviously it's way better to be a champion, but there's still something to be said to be able to say, my teammate is a champion.
You know who can say that a lot? Tom Brady.
Oh, my God.
He can say that for the 10th time in his 21st career. Oh, my God.
There's just not enough words or time right now. I mean, what he's done is it's stupid. It's stupid.
I mean, he picked the perfect game to throw three interceptions in and not have a very good passing game. Like, he made some dimes. Don't get me wrong. He made some dimes. But he picked the perfect game to throw three interceptions because they're going to be forgotten. No one's going to remember those three interceptions. They're going to remember, like, Tom Brady back in the Super Bowl at SC.
I think that's all you need to remember, though. You know, like, who cares? Guy's older. He threw three interceptions. Didn't have a particularly great second half, but played lights out in the first half.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, for his GOAT status, it just completely simplifies. I mean, there's going to be people out there who will remember those three interceptions, the ones that didn't want to detract.
Yeah, they're
ones
called that haters.
Talk, yeah.
The they're ones called that haters. To, yes. And
there's ammo for them.
Listen, Tom Brady essentially went to my rival high school. Shortly before I was in high school, so I was well aware of who he was. But let me tell you, I, above many people, have reason to be a hater towards Tom Brady. And I just, it's just like, what can you even say at this point?
Well, that's what haters still hate no matter what. So you're just a bad hater. So get better at hating.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to tell you to do. So if you want to say, bring up these hellacious things that I should hate him for and then not hate him for, don't bring them up if you're not going to hate him for it. Hate him or not. Okay. So you don't hate him. So you don't need to bring up the dude. Why you should hate him. You don't hate the dude. Okay. I hate the guy. I can hate the guy and not say I hate the guy.
Do you hate the guy?
No, I think the guy's fine. I mean, other than the fact that he kisses kids on the lips.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I have the problem. That's the only issue I have with him. I feel that, you know, it's a little weird. Never did that with my dad.
That's fair.
You know, like,
that's fair.
I have a nice relationship with my dad. Never kissed him on the lips. Okay, never went that far.
Okay,
okay, you know,
gotcha.
Just saying. Well, he likes. I mean, I can't. You know, I gotta respect a guy who, you know, loves his kids and, you know, gives them that daily affirmation. I know you don't know what that's like, Drew. But
oh my
god!
Just saying. A little too far for Tom Brady.
Let's try and recover this. We dropped the ball here in the first quarter, like Hardman. Who has anyone redeemed himself so quickly?
They forced him to redeem himself. Yeah. Like, you know, we're going to throw you the ball the next couple plays. You're going to get over this.
That's phenomenal coaching by Andy Reid.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get to that. So let's stay with Tom Brady. Let's stay with that game. Okay, let's stay focused. Let's bring it in, guys. Green Bay goes into that game. Were they 3-point favorites?
Yeah,
3-point favorites at home. Tampa Bay, obviously, you know by now, won the game. Aaron Rodgers played pretty good overall. If you look at his box score,
I mean, LaFleur is LaFluff, and when he comes to everything, he's a got outcoached. He was rookie mistakes beyond belief.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the Packers shot themselves in the foot. And deserve to lose that game when you get two interceptions on back-to-back plays and you go six plays, zero first downs, and two punts.
Yeah,
that's pathetic. That's the game right there. We didn't do anything in that moment right there. When you pick them off back and get zero, zilch, nothing, not even one first down, you did six throws. Try running the ball, my dude. I know you got Aaron Rodgers, but like...
You have three baller-ass running backs.
They do. They had a legit running game. Like, one time they had a legit running game. It's like, all right, we're just going to have Rodgers throw it the entire time. It's like, what are you thinking for? And then you have the audacity when you're down 8 points with almost 2 minutes just left in the game to think, you know what, I'm going to go for three and I'm going to try to stop them. Then I have to get another touchdown. I'm going to stuff you in a touchdown no matter what you do.
Yeah.
You got to get a touchdown. LaFleur, what are you doing, my man?
And
like,
Brett,
you deserve to just get smacked across the head and like, you should be fine. Well, I mean, if he leaves... Rodgers leaves, it's on the floor.
100%. And, bro, you're giving the ball back to Tom Brady with 2.5 minutes left in the game. What do you think is going to happen? He's the GOAT.
Yeah, I mean...
You got to stop them. You have to stop them no matter what you do. You got to get a touchdown no matter what you do. You kick the field goal is the most asinine thing to do right there.
It's almost unreal that he did that.
Well, and we were all watching the game together, and we called out in real time, like, what are you doing?
No, made no sense.
Why would you give the ball back still needing a score?
Yeah.
You still need to get the ball back. You have the opportunity to go ahead in this moment. At the very least, they're pinned deep.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you could say before, getting that fourth down was bad. That third down play where Rodgers had a clear lane to the touchdown, where he just tried to throw it in there. He tried to force it. Honestly, it felt like the entire time they're trying to force Davante Adams as well. They're like, yep. We got to get Davante Adams the ball as much as possible.
Yeah.
And it just didn't work.
Yeah, and we talked about it on the show. We've talked about it over the years on the show, and I remember we mentioned it last week, that Aaron Rodgers hasn't had much in the way – Green Bay hasn't invested much in Aaron Rodgers as far as what they put around him. I mean, he had Mike McCarthy for all those years, and LaFleur, it's still yet to be decided how great of a head coach he is. But, I mean – Davante Adams is really good, sure, but I mean they just haven't put much around him. And
I mean, everyone's giving credit to that laser dude, and they got that
Lazard,
and they got a guy with two last names, which is always a good thing to have on your team. You always want to have at least one guy with
Brown?
Two last. Valdez-Scantling.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not a great two last names to have, but still, to have two last names, at least one guy with two last names on your team than no guys, you know?
Do you honestly think you would know those players' names if they played for, let's say, the Giants and not catching passes from Aaron Rodgers?
Well, no, they would be catching passes, period, because they'd be playing for the Giants, and you think Danny Dimes is thrown in there? No, it's more like Danny Penny's over there, okay?
Let's hear from a very dejected Aaron Rodgers after the game.
Futures that are... you know, uncertain, you know, myself included. That's what's sad about it most. Getting this far, obviously there's going to be an end to it at some point, whether we make it past this one or not, but just the uncertainty is tough and the finality of it all.
Last one, Bill Huber.
Yeah, it's kind of along those lines. This would probably be a better question for next week, but we might not get you next week. So how do you go on from here? I mean, you kind of hit on some of the realities a minute ago. So how do you go on from here? How do you take the next step?
Yeah, Bill, it's a good question. I don't know. I really don't. There's a lot of unknowns going into this offseason now. And I'm going to have to take some time away for sure and clear my head and just kind of see what's going on with everything. But it's pretty tough right now, especially thinking about the guys that may or may not be here next year. There's always change. That's the only constant in this business. It's really tough to get to this point. Really, really tough.
Clearly has had better days.
Sounds like he just got broken up with his longtime girlfriend. He's like, I don't know if he's with my life anymore right now. Like, she did everything for me.
Well,
like,
he did in the off season. So.
Oh, he did? He and Danica are no more?
Yeah, that's old news.
No Moss?
Yeah, no Moss.
Who's his new Moss?
I don't know.
I think he has
got no
Moss right now.
He's got no Moss anymore. That's his problem. Well, maybe that's what he was trying to do. He's trying to get rid of the Moss so I can get Moss. Moss champions.
What? Okay, anyway, I wanted to do the stat of the day in lieu of Brad not being here, and that would be that Tom Brady now has as many NFC Championship game wins as the aforementioned Aaron Rodgers.
Andrew Brees.
Oh, man.
Both of them, man.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, you guys should have done stat of the day because I didn't.
We helped you out.
It's
a team effort here.
I didn't realize that.
I think it was in that stat that he sent us with that. Yeah, it was.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It's okay. We got you.
But yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, another reason why to say Tom Brady's the GOAT. You know, it's hard to say otherwise, just what he's doing out there with his numbers. Obviously, he's been lucky to be in certain situations. I mean, having the head coach he had for the 20 years he was with New England definitely helped him out a lot. And being on this Tampa Bay team that had a legit defense and a legit weapons around him that
no
he
doubt.
Was able to work with.
I don't find that as interesting as I do this Aaron Rodgers conversation.
No doubt. Aaron Rodgers, seeing people dejected, stay there for a way second. More fun. I like basking in the tears, no doubt.
You know, there was some reactions on, you know, the socials, and people really worried about Aaron Rodgers' future in Green Bay and if he's going to get out. And I would love to see it. It seems to be something that's a little more commonplace the last couple of years. Tom Brady wanted to leave. Tom Brady left. Deshaun Watson wants to leave. It seems that he's going to be leaving. You know?
We should be concerned about our cheese production in this country right now if Aaron Rodgers does leave Wisconsin and the Green Bay Packers, because that's all they ever have there, and they just might stop making cheese because they don't know how to live life anymore. You know, like, that's the place where, like, Wisconsin and cheese, right? Like, if you don't get that, I like my American slices, my dude. Actually, I really don't. Cheddar. White pepper jack, actually. Pepper jack all the way, that's my cheese. But either way, I want my cheese, and I'm scared that if he leaves, no more cheese.
No more cheese.
Yeah.
Cheese no mas.
Cheese no mas.
No mas cheese. No mas queso.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see him making enough of a mess, and that's what he'd have to do to get out of there. I don't see him doing that, but I would implore him to do so.
I'm just saying, I feel like messes are all around the man. He's good at, like, making him seem above the messes, but he, like, wades in messes. But he's, like, he's waist deep in messes, but above, he's, like, Mr. Monopoly dude, monocle hat and everything. So he looks really clean cut, but he's always in the mess.
So you could see him making a mess to get out of Green Bay.
I mean, I'm just saying, there's a couple franchises out there that could use a good quarterback. One of them would be desperate for him. I'm pretty sure he would, you know... He'd probably make all the cheese if he could get Aaron Rodgers, and that by the name of Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Imagine that combo. I'm just simply saying. That.
I mean, yeah. I don't see him getting out at least this next season. But clearly, I mean, he's been to this point. He was just here last year, you know, and to get to this point and get so close to having a shot at winning a championship for one of the greatest quarterbacks we've ever seen, and to have only had that opportunity one time. Pretty insane.
Can't really wear that title. Greatest quarterback we've ever seen, you know?
I'm saying one of. I think the greatest one we've ever seen is pretty obvious, and he was on the other side of that football field yesterday. So we have Tampa Bay moving on. Tom Brady, all the accolades. You know what it is. We don't need to delve into that anymore. And on the other side, it's the big goat versus baby goat, and Patrick Mahomes beating the Buffalo Bills yesterday. The Chiefs move on in the Super Bowl, and I put in the rundown, the Chiefs are just so disrespectful in the way they beat you. I mean, that underhand toss to get the touchdown, like, come on, man. And then they ran that same play that we've seen like three or four times this season. We saw it on the last play of the game last week, that fourth and one out with Tyreek Hill. And they just run it again on fourth and one yesterday. It's just like... It's unbelievable. I mean, okay, Hardman, you're going to drop the ball. Here, we're going to run a jet sweep for you on the very next drive and get you 51 yards. We're also going to throw you a bubble screen and get you an easy 4-yard touchdown, get you back in the game.
Andy Reid probably told Hardman to drop that, to muff that punt in the first quarter, just like he did. I want Buffalo to feel like they have a little bit of a chance, give their fans a little bit of a reason to jump on some more tables. We want to see that Bill Mafia BS. Let's do it. So just fumble that punt. Don't worry. We got Mahomes. We'll get back into it. You got Mahomes. You got the best tight end out there in Travis Kelce, and you have like I said, Tyreek Hill, who you cannot guard. He's unguardable when it comes within 5 yards, and you put on, you're so shifty.
Yeah,
the guy jukes left and right. Like, the guy is like on controller, just putting his juke buttons all the time. Juke. He's like windshield wipers on the car when it's like pouring down rain. Juke.
What'd that have to do with Hardman?
Well, I'm just saying he can muff the punt. Because
you do have Tyreek.
You have Patrick Mahomes, you have Travis Kelce. You have
six other players.
Yes.
Yeah,
and, I mean, you have Hardman, too, who's, like, blazing speed, too. You know.
So who does this game mean more to as far as their legacy? And I know this is a stupid question to ask about someone's legacy who's 4 years into their career. But when you think about Patrick Mahomes has an MVP already. He's a defending Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl MVP.
Yo, if you lose to Tom Brady at this stage in your life, you got to, like... double the amount of Super Bowl wins he had in his career to be better than him. Because, like, it's gonna be like, yo, Tom Brady beat you when he was, like, 42, and he had, like, on his 10th, for his 10th ring, man. Like, what are you doing? Well, not 10th. His 7th ring. 7th ring in his 10th Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, he'd have to go, like, Patrick Mahomes would have to go to the next 8 straight Super Bowls.
Yeah.
8 straight Super Bowls he'd have to go to him to be able to be considered better than Tom Brady, if he loses to Tom Brady.
That's fair. Rudy, who do you think?
I think it'd be huge for Tom Brady just to do it in the NFC, not the AFC,
yeah.
without the Patriots, without Bill Belichick, because everyone said, yeah, you dominated that whole division for your whole life.
Right, which was a trash division yeah. his entire tenure
there. And it still is.
The Bills are good.
And then the Bills, yeah, in the past 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be a lot... I think it'd be a bigger deal for Tom Brady to win over Patrick Mahomes, because Patrick still has, you know, he's only 5 years in. So
yeah, is it four or five? I think it's four, right?
Sorry, what were we talking about?
How many years Mahomes is in the?
This is why we need Statman, Brad.
It's got to be at least. I don't know. Why are you asking me? You guys said it, four or five. That's
four or five.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it means more for Mahomes because I think he has more to lose. Tom Brady already has proven everything, yeah. proven all the doubters wrong, and just by being in the Super Bowl has already proven. I mean, if you want to do the Belichick Brady thing, which I think is a stupid argument,
can we also say those videos? I will say that we're back. The Can't Stop Us Now. Can't Stop Us Now. Him posting on his Instagram, Tom Brady
with
Gronk walking in there. He looks so stupid in that video. The way he's cheesing,
I haven't seen any of them yet.
He's like cheesing like the most like. It's such a stupid grin he has on his face. Like not even like a smirk. It's just like this like childish grin that's like you're seeing boobies for the very first time in your life, you know, and you just can't do. But like, oh my god, you know, it's bad.
I missed that, but. Yeah, I don't really know how to work with that, so we're just going to move on.
I didn't ask you to work with it, man. Come on. Host the show better, Drew. Come on.
I'm sorry. So I wanted to talk about things that break Brady's way, because they always seem to break Brady's way. You have probably the MVP of the league not have his best game. They don't go for it on 4th-and-1. Brady finds himself in another Super Bowl. And it's just... I find it so funny. It just almost seems like it's almost destined looking forward, right? Like things just go Brady's way. Like you just know. I mean, Eric Fisher, the left tackle for the Chiefs, went out with an Achilles injury. That's never good, and I'm guessing he's not going to play. They haven't come out and said if it was a full tear yet.
Yeah, it is a tear. Yeah, so he's done.
Oh.
He's done for the year, obviously, but I mean, he's not playing.
You just imagine that happens. You imagine, like, there's going to be some COVID breakout for the Chiefs or something, because this just happens, you know, for Brady.
The stars are aligning for him like they always do.
It's insane. So do we want to make predictions now, or let's save it for next week, shall
yeah.
we?
Yeah, because I got a huge prop bets for next week.
Okay.
So, for the Super Bowl that I'm going to be shooting out next week.
Word. Let's do that then. Before we move off of this, I do want to talk about some potential suitors for Matt Stafford, because Matt Stafford is parting ways with the Detroit Lions, and we were talking about this the other day, Derek. Dan Campbell's intro as the head coach, the bite your kneecaps off.
Classic Dan Campbell.
It was unreal. It was,
Man Campbell.
Yeah, Dan the Man Campbell. Oh my god, that guy is... he's something else. Do you think Stafford was just sitting there watching the press conference? It's like, I've gone through a lot here, and I'm not going to do this, man.
Stafford's like, yeah, he probably just wants to win. He's like, I don't want to go through the grit of trying to bite someone's kneecap
to win right now.
I just want to win normally, okay?
Yeah.
Can I get on a team where I can just not have to worry about getting my ass knocked down every time I step back there?
Yeah, just so, you know, can I just get a wild card game?
He's got to be doing like the Oklahoma drill as like first day on campus, right? Like not on campus, but on the team. Like he's like,
yeah,
line up, boys, no pads.
They're probably doing them right now.
Yeah,
it's a no mask facility. Like, he's like, COVID's for the weak.
I can see Dan Campbell standing in his locker room with his guys trying to fire him up, like headbutting a locker with no helmet on.
100%
going for it, boys. Like we can do this. Like pain is only mental. Like just screaming that the entire time, you know.
Yeah, I could see like gladiator style fights for who's gonna make the team. Like if you're fringe roster right, after training camp, he's like, here's one sword,
three of you guys, one spot. Yeah. Figure it out right now. Let's
exactly.
go. Last man standing.
But on a not a serious note, but I am curious, Rudy. We've talked about, you predicted Stafford going to the Niners. Yeah. I mean, weeks and weeks and weeks ago. What would the what would the Niners have to do in order to get Stafford, and what type of money do you think he's going to be driving?
Well, what I've been reading online is he's going to come pretty cheap. They're predicting a second-round pick and a fourth-round pick with Jimmy G. So, in my eyes, that's like almost too cheap for a for a Pro Bowler that just threw 4,000 yards. He threw 4,000 yards 8 out of 12, 11 seasons, I believe. And the Niners haven't had a 4,000 passer since 2000. Jeff Garcia.
Wow.
20 years. 20 years without a 4,000 pass quarterback.
Wait, Jeff Garcia threw? Oh, he had Keller Owens. That's why.
Yep.
So that helps out a lot.
Oh, yeah.
It covers some deficiencies.
Yeah, I was going to say, Jeff Garcia is not throwing for 4,000 yards on his own. No, he's got T.O. You mean to tell me Jeff Garcia, should not belong in the 4,000 throwing club.
I agree.
But when you have T.O., it's like, okay, I understand why
it's
you
a lot easier
for
that
season.
Yeah. Yes. Without T.O., it would have been like 2,300 or something.
That sounds like more Jeff Garcia to me, you know?
Yeah. I agree.
I'm just saying, the guy was a conundrum to me. Your name was Garcia, but you looked like you wanted part of the KKK.
What? How do you figure?
What do you mean? The dude was like white and night with shaved head. I'm sorry, skinhead. Would that have been better for you there? Would that have been more accurate?
Yes, okay. That would have. That would have helped out.
Skinhead, KKK, I feel like they're interchangeable, right? To a certain degree. Are they? I don't know. I guess they're not really. Because like they're different, you know them as different things.
Yeah.
Skinheads want to let you know what they are so they don't wear a cape over their head. They're not ashamed of their shaved heads.
Yeah, they're more gang about it.
Well, I don't know. If someone comes in riding with a hood, like a pointed hood, okay,
that's pretty gang.
You know?
That's a good point. Do you think Stafford's the most? The Niners are the most likely landing spot for Stafford.
Yeah, I think so. Either them or the Colts, because Colts have Jacoby Brissett, right?
Yeah.
As their starter now since
Phillip
Rivers.
Well, he's a free agent this season. So,
oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
Really
that.
Good at running the ball at the 1 yard line. Like, primo.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, Colts, Niners. Hopefully he comes to the Niners because Watson seems like that's not going to happen.
Watson seems far fetched.
Yeah, and we're going to be selling the whole farm for the next 10 years.
Yeah, I saw in one graphic it said something like, a couple first rounders, Kittle and Bosa, and it's like, what?
Like, what are you guys high? No, bro,
I mean,
calm down.
Watson's awesome.
Yeah, but.
And I'm dying to get him, but like, fleece the whole franchise. Yeah. So we're basically the Texans now.
Yeah.
You know what
Starting
I mean?
Starting over.
Like, no,
just
thank
get,
you.
Get Bill O'Brien and call it a day, you know?
Oh, God, that'd be a funny reunion.
Yeah, he's in college now. He's
back at Penn?
He's with Alabama. He's our new OC.
Yep, that's right.
Bill O'Brien.
Yep.
Good old Saban picked him up.
Oh, yeah, nowhere to go rehab your college career better than the OC position at Alabama. Lane Kiffin recently did it. Steve Sarkisian, who just got a head coaching job, who, remember, was coming to work drunk around kids. Okay?
Every day.
I mean, that's easy to understand right there. I'm sure they were annoying as hell. You know, just like, I'm trying to get through this day right now. I got to deal with you.
But trust, you will see Bill O'Brien as a head coach again.
No.
Now that he's got that.
I mean, once you enter that revolving door, you're in that revolving door until you pretty much decide to leave it or you die.
That's fair. And you go up, you go to the NFL, it doesn't work out.
Even when you get pushed out of there, they'll still bring you back in there because you were in the revolving door at one period in time.
Well, and if you ever look at the structure of how college hirings of head coaches go, is insane. I mean, think about it. This year, we're in a pandemic, and the pandemic did not change the way these programs were hiring and firing coaches. I mean, they just paid Gus Malzahn $22 million in a pandemic to leave.
To leave.
You
to
know?
Leave.
Think about what
not
Texas...
coach me.
Texas gave up $24 million for the Houston buyout of Tom Herman and his staff, and now they're paying him another $10 million to leave. Like,
I mean, as much as like that's got to feel good that you just got paid $22 million to not do anything, it still got to hurt you a little bit to think like, dude, someone's willing to pay $22 million to never see you again.
Yeah,
like,
be yeah, gone but you me. Can you can wipe your tears with
yeah, no, exactly. Your money, you know, money's nice, no doubt.
Yeah,
but like
no doubt,
you probably get another job too because once again, you were in that revolving door yep. and you can't get out of it until you're dead or choose not to be in it anymore.
Fair point. Once again, this is Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. We just spent a half hour talking about football. Let's never do that again. want to thank you again for listening to that half hour nonsense about football. I still had a good time. We learned about cheese. We learned about eating kneecaps. I felt like it was informative for everyone.
It was a solid 30
minutes.
I
mean, we learned the difference between skinheads and the KKK. I'm just saying, those the important things right there.
This is a good point. Yeah. This is a good point. All right.
Let us know who you think is more gang.
Skinheads or KKK. Well, that's a hell of a lead into one of our favorite sponsors, longtime sponsor of the show, Pullen Cyclery, providing self-propelled transportation and non-polluting recreation. Pullens has been serving the Chico community since 1918 at 801 Main Street in downtown Chico, and they can be reached at 342-1055. Thank you, as always, to North Rim Adventure Sports. Thank you to Pullen's Cyclery. We appreciate the love and the support. I did want to mention, we are doing a small business focus here at KZFR, and so we wanted to step it up a little bit and do a shop local. So moving forward, each week since North State Update, Brad's North State Update is not happening right now because there's not a lot of local sports to talk about currently, we want to start featuring local businesses. So you can reach out to us, Talking About Practice Show on Gmail, if you know of a business that should get a little love from us. You could also hit us up on our Instagram, TBP not a game, TBP not a game. Follow us, we'll follow you back. But yeah, I just wanted to put that out there for the folks and try to help out these businesses in these troubling times. Over 400 businesses have closed in Butte County alone since the pandemic started. It's a lot. So we want to do our part and try to shed a light on the ones still operating and doing everything they can to support the community.
I wonder how many of those businesses that you're saying are like the women no longer selling beauty supply products online.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to do with that either. So
just lead into the news. Gosh, Drew, get better at this. My goodness. Just hand the baton off and get out of the way. It's easy enough job to do.
Well, I was actually going to switch it up, and we're going to go to the Hall of Fame, but we'll go to the news.
Breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Now, for those of you out there that just find it so difficult dealing with people, do you just want to get rid of them out of your life completely? Well, luckily, there's a lawyer out there who's giving you instructions on how to do so. Good old lawyer Attorney Winston B. Sitton of Tennessee is facing a little bit of issues right now as he provided detailed instructions to a woman on how to get away with murder. The woman was claiming of experiencing some spousal abuse from her partner. And so Sitton advised her to try to lure the man into her home and shoot him to claim that he broke in. Even saying that with the new stand your ground laws, the Castle Doctrine is a far safer basis for the use of deadly force, as Sitton proclaimed in his Facebook post. So, there you go, guys. If you want to kill somebody, just lure them into your house and just say they broke in.
And shoot them,
yeah. I mean, I still think you're going to face a lot of legal troubles because even when you do kill someone in a legal self-defense situation, you're always going to face... I mean, you can't just kill someone, like, get away scot free, I feel.
Yeah,
unless there's... you're a cop shooting somebody else. But, you know, that's beside the point. what I do know is that Mr. Winston did give out that advice and has his license suspended in Tennessee.
I wonder how many times he's done that before.
Advice. Well, I mean, yeah. I feel like he's trying to, because this woman seems like, if you're in some situations where you abuse from an ex-partner or your partner in general, like, you know, that's not good. That person is,
not at all.
Yeah, that's bad. And sometimes the law can't do certain things, mm-hmm. you know? They have their hands tied because the law is just filled with bureaucratic BS and whatnot. That, you know, sometimes you're just to get rid of the problem yourself.
Yeah.
Wipe the slate clean and see how it goes. But nope, don't do that, folks. That's not what you wanted. That's not how you want to handle your resolutions.
No, not at all.
You want to hug it out. That's what I say.
All love.
Hug it out. Hug really hard. So hard that they suffocate. That's how you hug it out. All right, keeping it pushing. Keeping it pushing. Once again, we're going down to our lovely neighbors down south over in Mexico right now. Now, they don't always say, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, right? Now, hell really hath no fury if that woman is Latina. That is for sure. I know that for a fact.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
Yep.
Latin lovers are for sure. Latina women for sure. They're very passionate.
Oh, yeah.
Very passionate. And you cross them,
it's a wrap.
You're lucky if you still have your member attached to your body, okay? You might get castrated. But sometimes that passion boils over. A little bit too far. That's what's happening to Lenora and her husband Juan over in Sonora, Mexico, where Lenora was cleaning her house and her husband was taking a nap at the time. She stumbled across her phone. And what did the wife do? She got a little snoopy. Started diving into his phone a little bit. Not good. Not good. Don't do that. But in her diving, she went into his Facebook. And she did some real deep diving, and she went back many years. And she started realizing that Juan was posting pictures with an attractive woman back in the day. Back when they were together. The audacity for Juan to be posting these pictures on Facebook when they were together. That's disgusting. So what does Lenora do? The logical thing. Jumps on her husband and starts stabbing him. As multiple times as she possibly can before Juan wakes up. Luckily, Juan is able to wake up, removes her from him, asking, obviously, ¿Qué pasa? To which Lenora responds with the photos, the incriminating evidence. To which Juan remembers fondly saying, that's you! Those are pictures of you!
No.
Back when you were younger! And obviously skinnier. So Lenora, Lenora had changed so much physically in her time with Juan that she no longer recognized her younger self.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Started lashing out at Juan for posting photos that they had done together. Luckily, Juan survived.
Oh, okay.
He did not fatally die, but Lenora is in custody right now.
Yeah, he should. Wow.
That is a doozy of a story.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll probably go back to her, though. That's obviously, you know.
That's
you part. You know, you didn't kill her yet, so, you know, you got to keep going. So if you killed him, then you wouldn't be departed. But not yet. Sorry, Juan. You're stuck to Lenora.
Oh, my God.
Now, this is the last story of the night. Now, this one is going out just because it's not on the rundown, but it's a sports story. So I don't usually do sports stories in my news stories because, you know, that's not what this news story is meant for. That's what the show's meant for. But I found this one in particularly a doozy because it goes after someone that I love to attack on the show on a regular basis. Unfortunately, Brad's not here to put up any defense right now. But you know what? We'll keep it pushing. Coach K, you're a douche nozzle. Straight up.
Whoa.
Coach K and the Duke Blue Devils are having a terrible season right now. I don't believe they're ranking the top 25. I don't believe UNC's ranking the top 25 either. So bad season all around for the college basketball, especially for the Duke Blue Devils, where they had a tough loss against Louisville this past weekend. Now, here's where the douche nozzling comes into effect. after this loss to Louisville, there's a press conference, naturally, where one of Duke's own reporters, student reporters, was there covering the game. He made the 9-hour trek from, where are they? Durham. They're in Durham, yeah, to Louisville to cover the game. What a trek right there. 9 hours to see.
That's a mission. That's,
I mean, I guess if you're covering it, you know,
yeah,
hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Well, yeah.
I'm sure for a kid back then, you're probably good to go.
Yeah.
You know, like you just got nothing else but energy on your time. You know, you can jerk it off 10 times in a day. You can drive 9 hours to get yourself to a basketball game. Puppy chow. So good old Jake Piazza, this is the guy's, the reporter's name, got himself all viral because he asked himself a question to Coach K. A standard question after this loss. his question was, I'm just curious as to what the next step forward here is for the team as you guys move into another week of basketball. Coach K didn't like that question whatsoever. To which he pretty much, not, I want to say lashed out, but he got snippy with him and said, that's not the time to ask this question right now. We just had this loss right now. And then he started to ask him what his major was, what his toughest class was. And when the kid responded with econ, he said, well, imagine you had a test, and you didn't do so good on that test. And then someone asked you, so what are you going to do next? Like, that's what his response to the kid right now, which, very unprofessional, I feel. Like, why are you treating, this kid is trying to be a legit reporter. You're trying to attack him. You're trying to go after him in that way. Very douche nozzle-esque. I wish the kid said, well, I usually go home and try to watch the Duke basketball team slap on some fools. That ain't happening this year because you're doing a terrible job, Coach K. Stealing players, signing them up, money under the table. We all know. We all know that hair is gray, too. It ain't staying that color when you're that old. I'm sorry, my man. There is gray in there. I can't trust you, man. If you can't let your hair go gray.
Yeah, I agree.
With time, with age, when that happens, if that just naturally happens to you, my man. I know you're trying to stay young with these kids so you can keep paying them. I'm going to keep saying it. We all know it. But we don't know it. Because Coach K's doing a good job of keeping it hush-hush for some reason. Of all the schools who not get caught, why is he not?
Yeah.
All of them have.
All of them. Every single one of them. Everyone.
Well, Coach K, you're a douche nozzle. Once again, I just want to say it. More ways than one. That's the news.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. From one Isamaki, we bring on the other. We had a crazy... not a crazy upset, because I think people in the fight world weren't totally shocked. But this past weekend, Conor McGregor gets knocked out in the second round, so we had to bring on our foreign correspondent to give us her reaction. Erin, you saw the fight, I'm guessing, or at least the highlights.
I did. I watched the fight. I made sure it was very important. Maybe the fight world wasn't shocked, but I think the rest of the world, so that's like, you know, 99% of the population, was pretty stunned by the fight. It was a great fight. You know, they traded a bunch of punches in the first round. It looked pretty equal. And then Dustin Poirier with the leg kicks, he got Conor over and over. It finally got to Conor. His leg wobbled, and then Dustin landed an incredible few punches, and when they stopped it, I was stunned. Herb, you did it wrong. Herb, you called it too soon. I was so upset. And then you see Conor, and it looks like he has been knocked into the next universe. So I'll say, you know, I was wrong in my initial reaction. I think Herb called it at the right time. And Conor looks awful. That guy has sustained some serious head damage from Dustin Poirier.
Yeah, I mean, you did not see the lights were on. Nobody was home.
not even one.
Yeah, I feel like it would be nearly impossible for someone to say that he called it too early, because the dude was legitimately being knocked out right there. I mean, he was on his butt, punches through his face. Like,
and I guess,
yeah,
sometimes they let it go too far, right? And sometimes they're like, wow, well, they should have called it too soon. I think Dustin just landed an incredible couple punches, because I think it was less than five punches, and Herb called it. It was a great fight to watch. And the aftermath for me, I thought, was even more incredible. I think Conor walks around like his cock I don't stink, and he was very you know, congratulatory to Dustin, you know, really said, you know, he got me. This is, you know, this wasn't my fight. And it was very strange to see Connor like that. And I was equally surprised that he didn't say he was going to retire. We might see him again.
That does seem to be his move. Yeah, humble Connor McGregor isn't... Those two words, humility and McGregor, are not two words that often go together.
Having the kids, I feel, has definitely softened him up a lot right now. I don't know. You feel like he's more family man than anything at this point. And just like, I don't know.
The kids are the rape cases, one or the other.
That would work, yeah.
Yeah, he was not kind to Khabib's wife, so I don't know what has softened him, but...
Yeah, he's still a jerk. Let's not forget that. He's still a jerk. He just he handled this loss with a little more dignity, I'd say, right?
Which again, it's just not it's weird for him to do that because we're not used to it in any way.
Right. Agreed.
So he shouldn't go down the path. Like, just, you know, keep wearing your hat that you've been rocking this entire time.
Yeah, I agree with that. What is the next marquee fight in the UFC now that Conor McGregor, I mean, he can't be as big of a draw now, right? I mean, certainly that's not going to be enough to get Khabib out of retirement. So who's the next, what's the next big fight that fans could expect?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so Conor does want to do the trilogy with Dustin since they are now 1-1. But after this loss, there's no way that, you know, Conor is going to be able to get a title fight. There was a fight earlier in the night between Dan Hooker and Michael Chandler. Michael Chandler's new to the UFC, but he looks incredible. He had a great win. And it was interesting because they were the co-main event, so they fought first. Chandler wins like a TKO. It was a great fight. And as soon as it's over, he's telling the announcer, he goes, I want Poirier next. And I said it. I was like, well, I don't know, Michael. It seems a little early to say you want Poirier. But as it turns out, I was wrong. And Dana White has even said Michael Chandler is going to be the next one. A lot of people think that probably not. Well, so Chandler's only fought three times in the UFC, so it seems to be a little premature to give him the fight. But if Dana said it, you know, Dana's got the final word.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, we'll see what happens. We appreciate it. Let's. Do you want to stick around for some quick bad dating advice?
Sure.
All right. This one is a follow-up. It comes, and they didn't leave a name, so they wrote, I wrote into the show a month ago, and you guys were good enough to give me some advice about my boyfriend. Quick recap, my boyfriend was a bartender, was the bartender that lost his job when lockdown started and hasn't looked for work since. Update. My boyfriend's unemployment ran out at the end of the year, so he agreed to start looking for work. He got a job offer at UPS, but told me, I'm not going to go to work a job making less money than I was when I was bartending. I tried to explain that he could go back to bartending after the lockdown ends, but he should be conscious and make some money now, since we don't know when this will end, or even if the bar he worked at is going to for sure open up again. When I asked him if he is going to continue to look for work, he said he would, but I do not believe him. I work as a veterinary assistant and come home after long days to see him on his PlayStation. When I ask him about his job search, he says he looked, but it is very vague when describing and when he describes it, and it just seems like a lie to me. What should I do? We have been together for a few years, and before the pandemic, had a great, fun-loving relationship. He has changed so much since all of this. He used to be such a hard worker and outgoing guy. Now he just plays video games all day and smokes my weed since he said he shouldn't be buying weed while unemployed.
Hey, a thrifty guy right there. Smart man. Okay? At least he knows when he can't be buying weed.
Yeah, how do you play? Like, hey, I still want to smoke. I never said I didn't. I just don't want to buy it. It's not a good use of my money.
Smart. Yeah. He's wise. Thrifty. You know?
She ends this with saying, I don't want to leave him, but I'm reaching a breaking point. What do I do? Aaron, let's get a woman's perspective on this first.
So my initial reaction is dump him, kick him out. He's obviously a loser. You know, it's weird because, you know, you see someone go through hard times and you're seeing how he reacts. his reaction to the pandemic is a little bit scary that he hasn't even made an effort.
Yeah.
But then I also wonder, it has been a really hard time, so maybe he's, you know, severely depressed, and maybe he needs to seek some medical attention. But, man, if I were her, I'd tell him, I'm going to kick you to the curb if you don't start contributing in the next couple weeks. To turn down a job offer is absurd.
I would say that's the thing. You got to go back to the UPS job. Like, if that was offered to you right there and you don't have a job, yeah, you're making a lot more. You're making more money than you are right now, my man. That's
right.
That's the thing you have to realize. Yeah. Just because you were making that money back then doesn't mean you're going to get it again. You can't live by that.
Right.
You don't have that option anymore. Your option is that UPS gig that's paying you less, and that's all you got. So you got to take what you get. Like, never be too good for a job. I always think to myself,
100%.
Never be too good for a job
out there.
You know, if you need the money, you need money. There's nothing better than a hard-earned paycheck. I'll tell you that.
Right. And it's one thing to say, yeah, you know, I was making all this money, or I was making good money and I don't want to make less. But again, you're unemployed and we don't know how long this craziness is going to continue. And we don't know what it's going to look like when we fully reopen. Are we going to fully reopen? Are bars going to be readily hiring the way they were? You know, we don't know. I mean, to take the job you have, and if he can't see that and he's a grown man, like, there's a big problem. And to your point, I don't want to be too hard on him, because you did mention something there. A lot of us do wrap our identity in with what we do for a living. And so when you lose your way of making a living, and that's what, I don't know how long he's been doing this, but say he's been doing it 5, 6, 10 years maybe. You know, it's not easy to be to just switch from bartending, like, yeah, I'm going to go, you know, work at UPS and sort packages all day, or whatever the job was, you know. So I will say, I don't think it's an easy transition, but I think we all kind of touched on it, like, humble yourself a little bit and at least contribute.
At least it's not flipping burgers at McDonald's, my dude.
Yeah, and even if you're doing that, whatever.
You can have a great career at UPS.
You really
Some
can.
Of those UPS
yeah.
drivers
a great
make
company.
Absurd money.
They really do. You get that driver's ass, like Aaron said, yeah.
Yeah, you're making six figures.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it seems like kind of a fun job, honestly. Like,
mobbing around town.
What can Brown do for you? A whole lot.
Yeah. all right, we'll save the next one for next week, because the next one's really good, and I want to tease people through the rare week-long tease and have them come back. But I think this one needs more time, so we'll bring you back next week. Aaron, excellent as always.
Sounds good.
Thank you, and we will talk to you next week.
Talk to you later, guys.
All right, thank you. All right, that was Aaron Isamaki bringing the heat as always. We want to thank her, our foreign correspondent, always bringing it. We got to knock out a whole bunch of things in a real quick manner here, and that's because I've done a terrible job of hosting. You know, they can't always be winners. So let's get to them right now.
A place reserved for unquestionable greatness. A title worthy for only the very elite. A prize many will vie for, but only one will win. Each week, this is the TBP Hall of Fame.
That's right. We mean business around here, the TBP Hall of Fame. For some reason, Brad has won 2 weeks in a row.
He's got something right. He's got.
I don't understand it.
Wait, he won last week?
He won with Bidwell Park over puppies.
Yeah. Dude, are you for real?
Yeah, I don't.
I meant to ask you guys who won last week.
Yeah, I never knew we had so many cat lovers in this audience, but Brad is 2-0.
So,
what is
the Hall of Fame currently consists of? The Greatest Showman and Bidwell Park.
Yes, yes. Again, Brad, 2-0.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. But we're going to try and change that this week.
I got to put up something, because I've been putting up duds lately. So I'm going to tap into what Brad's been doing a little bit. So
okay.
This is my throwing in for my nomination, because apparently the Chico people like their Chico things. So I'm taking what's the best thing in Chico to me.
Okay.
Schubert's ice cream.
Schubert's
ice cream going to the mix right now. That place is legendary. You know what I'm talking about, y'all. Chico, honk if you're with me. Schubert's is the place to go. You need that ice cream fix. You just need that sweet tooth fix in particular.
Wow.
That place is
Well,
weird.
That actually kind of ruins this for Brad, because that was also Brad's nomination.
Was it really? I didn't even know that. Sorry, Brad. I knew where your head was at. I finally picked up on your game. going after the good Chico stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I did. Sorry, Brad. Actually, I don't feel apologetic. That's mine.
Yeah. Hey, you're good. You know, and you would have got it if Brad was here because he gets to go last. Yeah, so you would have won. Rudy, you got one?
Yep. Pineapple pizza.
Ooh.
Wow.
What? Wait, just pineapple pizza?
Just pineapple on pizza.
On pizza.
Pineapple on pizza. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Okay. A lot of people hate on it.
Nope. Not
My
here.
My best friend is the true Italian. Hates it, obviously, like every other Italian.
Yep.
But it's one of my favorite pies.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm 100% with you. Wine pizza is like one of my favorite slices out
there.
Thank
you. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that.
All right.
All right. I'm going to go with Tom Brady's soul.
Tom Brady's soul.
No, his soul. Yeah. Not Tom Brady himself, but his soul. Just his soul.
It's painted by a lot of little kids, you know? That's what it is.
Yeah, and just other life forms that he's been sucking out. Yeah. So Tom Brady's soul is what I'm going with.
Okay.
We're going to have to get Brad to resubmit, but it will be up on TBP, not a game, tomorrow. So go ahead and vote. Don't vote for Brad's. Please vote for anyone else's.
I'm just saying, I feel like Shubie's is a good one.
I think Shubert's is a good one.
If Brad was putting it out there, then I definitely did
said
something.
Same
right.
thing about puppies too. And
I mean, you thought it was your golden ticket, right there.
How did puppies lose?
I don't understand.
I really do not understand. It's really, really, really disappointing. All right, TBP Hall of Fame. There you have it, people. Rudy. Rudy!
It's just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name Rudy.
After an ugly, ugly weekend, tonight's a new night. It's a new week.
That's right, baby.
So I got Boston Celtics on the road against Chicago at -4, and I believe they're up right now.
There you go.
Yep, they're up 21-13. It's early. It's early, but it's okay. Let's go.
It's a nice little lead.
And I also got Golden State tonight at home against the Timberwolves at -7.5.
There you go.
Yeah. Let's go, baby. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah. Rudy!
He's coming.
Get it on.
Let's go. Woo.
Sack on the last play.
All right.
Brad did just submit his nomination. Which was it? Burger Hut fries.
Burger Hut fries. Burger fries.
All right.
I see that you
Schubert's
guys...
Schubert's taking that down.
Are we just going to do a bunch of pandering where we're just going to do Chico things?
I mean, Schubert deserves to be in our Hall of
100%,
Fame. 100%. I feel like I'm not pandering. I just had to do a little pandering to get that in there because I need to take
enough,
down Brad.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Someone has to take him down.
I mean, I'm surprised you didn't put, like... I feel like there's a good one out there you could have done, too. Like, that people love in Chico more than Schubert's.
Well, you keep that to yourself, sir.
I'm not going to put it out there.
Keep it in your back pocket.
I got to save it.
Let's do some Grinds My Gears. Are you ready for that?
Yeah,
all right. Oh, I'm sorry. Man, producing's hard.
So much going on, man. It's not easy.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Trying to pop popcorn. What the hell? Why are the times on it so varying? It's like, it may take 1 minute or 5 minutes. Don't let it get burned, though. If it doesn't pop that much, take it out. Why is there two times? 1 minute to 5 minutes? Are you kidding me right now? Come up with a time on how to pop my popcorn properly so I don't have burnt popcorn. That's disgusting. Burnt popcorn is nasty. And you can't give me a proper time so I don't get burnt popcorn? Pathetic.
That's fair.
Wow.
That is fair. All right. Here you go, sir.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When someone tells to call you anytime, and they give you time to call. So you just told me to call anytime. You give me time to call, which you can call between 10 a.m. and it's a call anytime, but call between 10 and 7. That's not any time. That's a time frame you just gave me right now. Don't say that. No.
I like it.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When they try to put black people in Kraft mac and cheese commercials, they're not eating Kraft mac and cheese, I'm telling you guys. Okay, that is a lie. I'm telling you, if there is a black person eating Kraft mac and cheese, question that person immediately because they're doing it wrong. They're not eating Kraft mac and cheese. That's some white people stuff, y'all.
That is big facts, man. Can you do one quick one, or you want to save them?
Let's save them. Yeah.
All right. Let's save them.
Because
I'd rather you tell people about the new podcast you're working on.
We do. Yes, the Foot and Mouth podcast, y'all, coming out. It's happening Tuesday. came out, first one last week. Check it out. There is some doozies in there, guys. Some real doozies. If you want to hear about some Kyle Walker freaky stuff, check out that pod.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying. Some real Kyle Walker freaky stuff happened on there. Okay. This pod coming out tomorrow as well. Catch you up on all the leagues that are happening out there. So much happening in the world right now. Lampard's gone. Ronaldo scores goals beyond belief. Champions League's right around the corner. And there's going to be another soccer sex fact of the week as well.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah.
Again, in lieu of Brad being out, I actually have another stat of the day. And I know we're not supposed to do this, but the last time Patrick Mahomes has lost by more than one score was in 2016 when he was still playing at Texas Tech, 66-10 to Iowa State.
Wow. He lost 66-10 to Iowa State?
Yeah.
You lost to the Cyclones?
That's right.
She moves her body like a cyclone.
It's been real, everybody. We'll be back next Monday.